Recently, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as Master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During her visit to meet with our association members, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of fellow initiates. Throughout the ages, compassionate, enlightened masters have urged people to surrender to the greater universal power by seeking the divine within, from which all other goodness and happiness follow. This message was echoed again in Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion with the theme Dhyana Paramita, the Great Practice of Meditation, with our association members during the international gathering on January 9, 2009.
So in the Buddha's mind, there's no sentient beings come and go through the wavelength of his existence. Even if they come and go, he is one with all of them. That's why he can suffer with them and they can be happy with them. But nevertheless, it doesn't have him and doesn't have them. It is very difficult for you to understand if you have not reached that level. That's why Lao Tzu say the wisest one is like the ignorant one. The reason is the ignorant also doesn't know what's going on with the neighbors. Yes? And the Buddha has no more ego to register what's going on with the neighbor. But through him and by him, everything happens. But he doesn't have the ego to say, I am the Buddha, I have made such and such miracles, and I have so much light around me, and I am going to give him enlightenment. Although he does that. But he never ever have a conception in the mind that I do this, I do that. Do you understand? Just like Jesus say, no, not I did it, it's my Father who does it. Because he doesn't have any ego at all. Which is very difficult for everybody to understand why somebody does something but not know about it and not registered about it and not take credit for it and not claiming that I did it. Do you understand me? But the Buddhas are like that. Christ are like that. The prophets are like that. They don't register anything like that. They don't have an ego to claim that I am the one who helped you. I am the one who enlightened you. They have no mind to discriminate between themselves and the sentient beings. Thus, they can deliver myriads, numerous, countless sentient beings, but they would never have a conception in their mind that I have delivered 1,000,000 people to Nirvana. Do you understand me? It's not like the Buddha become like ignorant again. It's not like that. It's just the ignorant doesn't understand. And the Buddha doesn't have the mind to understand this arbitrary concept about me and you and everybody else. Of course, when he was sitting here talking, for example, to the multitude, then he would say, okay, I and you. But that is just the physical level. In the other levels, he does myriads of things, incredible things. But all the while, his mind never claimed that he does it. Because there's no more frontier between himself and others anymore in that kind of level of consciousness. Understand, yeah? Okay, good. That's why it is very difficult to understand from the intellectual point of view what the Buddha is saying here, unless you have become a Buddha. Even I have explained to you, but this is still in the intellectual levels. It's not the real experience that you have experienced. You see what I mean? All right. Okay. Some of you have experienced miracles, yes? And you always thank me. Okay, Master, thank you for saving my life, thank you for stopping the accidents, thank you for breaking the car in time, etc., etc. Yeah? But I don't have anything to register these things. So if you tell me, then it's the first time that my mind would know about it. My brain would hear about it. Do you understand me? Yes. Because whatever has been done, it's been done in a different level. It's not at the level of the intellect. It's not a level of the brain that the brain can understand and register. Just like yesterday I went shopping, today I drive a car, and then yesterday I go home. It's not like that. This is a function only of the brain. And even intellectual emotion or understanding, knowledge, worldly knowledge, they all from the intellectual level, from the mind and from the brain only. Everything else the mind cannot understand. The mind cannot register. And the Buddha levels, the Buddhas, Christ, the Prophet Muhammad, for example, Guru Nanak, the Jain master, they operate on that level. Above the mind, above the intellect, above the brain. Therefore, they never claim, you see? Because who is claiming? The ego that claim. The brain that registers something that you have done and then say, I have done it. I've eaten a candy or something. Then the brain would know it, would register it, yeah? The taste would tell the brain, okay, she's having a candy. Or she's eating a pizza, or she's drinking water or something. But above the level of that, no mind can understand. No mind ever reach. Therefore, the Buddha delivered countless sentient beings, but there's no sentient beings delivered because of that. Because no registration, yes? In this level of the physical body, yes. That's what it is. At least you understand, no? Therefore, if you are initiated, we are working from a different level. Do you understand me? So whenever we are in this physical body and you ask me, okay, Master, give me some blessed food, you know, bless my wisdom eyes or do something for me. I say, okay, okay. Okay, I try to do that. But even when I do that, I don't have the notion that I'm doing it for you, okay? And you are the one who probably will receive it. But then, if it's physical, then you can know it, yeah? For example, okay, you say, okay, Master, please heal my hand, it's broken. Then tomorrow it's not broken anymore, then you will feel, okay, Master has done it. But something else, if it's not physical, then even if you perceive it, then you have to be on another level to perceive it. Otherwise, you don't know. Yes. So, the Buddha continued to say, Saputi, what do you think? When the Tathagata was with Buddha Dipankara, did he have any such arbitrary conception of the Dharma as would warrant him in seeking to attain Anuttara Samyaksambuddhi intuitively? So, Saputi say, no, no, no. No, blessed Lord, as I understand what thou hast said to us when the Lord Buddha was with another Buddha, you know, Dipankara. He has no such arbitrary conception of the Dharma as would warrant him in seeking to attain Anuttara Samyaksambuddhi intuitively. Now, even intuition is in the realm of psychology. The sixth sense. The sixth sense is still a sense. All right. So sometimes we say, oh, I feel like Master have helped me yesterday. I feel she was there. But that is still only intuition. You see? To be able to really see the Buddha operate, you know, in the Buddha's level, you have to be higher than intuition even in order to understand or to see. But then, above all that level, you won't see anymore. Because the mind is not there to see. The brain is not there to perceive. You see? And in the soulic level, we are almost like identical, one with each other. So there's no, I do it for you, yeah? You receive things from me. We are kind of one. We do it, we are individual, we are not like merging with each other and disappear, you know, all in one lump. It's not like that. But then we don't have the sense of separation. We don't need the brain to perceive the difference between us. We don't have the mind to know that, okay, the other one has done something to others. You know, it's not just like in this physical body, everything is done so obviously. I shake your hand, you know it. Yeah? I give you a piece of candy, you got it. So, physical level is completely different than spiritual level. Okay. So when the Buddha was with another Buddha here, probably when he was learning, the Buddha was talking about when he was a disciple of another Buddha, when he wasn't a Buddha yet. So he did not have this conception that he's going to attain the highest Buddha nature by intuition. Did you really understand? Wonderful. You're so smart. Well, thank you anyway. At least I feel like my work is bearing fruit, you know? We are not even halfway yet. Wow, my goodness. I just read it quick like a parrot. Remember when we had a charity concert in L.A. somewhere, yeah? And there was a man, he has a Guinness record for speaking fast, you know? He's the fastest speaker.
This one I remember
was Mushita. Mushita, huh? And then later he even imparted the initiation to to the actress, you know, who also took care of that day. Ah, Debbie Reno. She also spoke very, very fast. I was amazed. It's so easy to learn so quick like that. Now, let's try. The Lord Buddha was much pleased with his answer. You are right. So, but he just begins with it. It's not so. The literal conception of the Buddha is that. Did you understand what I was talking about? No, too fast. Too fast. We rewired the tape. It is. The Lord Buddha was much pleased with this and said, "You are right, Saputi. Speaking truly, there is no such arbitrary conception of the Dharma as that. If there has been, Dipankara Buddha would not have foretold that in some future life I would attain Buddhahood under the name of Sakyamuni." That was when he wasn't a Buddha Sakyamuni yet. He was a disciple of Buddha Dipankara. Now, what does this mean, Subhuti? The Buddha kept asking. It means that what I attain is not something limited and arbitrary that can be called Anuttara Samyaksambuddhi, but is Buddhahood whose essence is identical with the essence of all things and is universal, inconceivable, inscrutable. Yeah, that's what I believe. Yeah, incomprehensible. Yes, this is a problem when you try to bring something as abstract as a Buddha nature and try to put it into print, into words, into this cold and flat language of the human race. Then it become all like this, you know, all wired. Okay, we can read it. The Buddha was exceptional. It was incredible that he could even brought it into words, yeah? And then you must bear in mind that after the translation, there's not much of a wire left anymore. Might be a different kind of wire. Oh, wow. Universal, anyway, believe this. Whatever it is, he say, is universal, is inconceivable, and inscrutable. Okay? That's it. That's a Buddha nature. Now you cannot say that you don't know what Buddha nature anymore. The Buddha told you already. Okay? Got it? Incomprehensible. All right. That's what it is. There was a Korean Zen master. He is very cute. He taught somewhere in America. Somewhere near New York State, yeah? He always taught people just anything, don't know. That's it. One word, don't know. Anything you don't understand, don't know. Anything you desire, go straight, don't know. One word, don't know. And that is the overall cure for everything, for his disciples. What he means is that you cannot comprehend the true things anyway, you know. The phenomena, we might see it like, okay, this man is in love with that woman, maybe. That is a physical phenomena that we can see and perceive and calculate with our mind. But the truth is not always like that. It might have been that there have been enemies in the past, and now they came together to balance out, you know, the debt, to making it up, yes, to annul the animosity, yeah, between them, yes. Or they might be in debt with each other, and now they have to come back together, maybe as lovers or husband and wife, maybe for a long time, for a whole lifetime, maybe for a short while, depends on how much debt they have to pay. So sometimes the poor husband pay already finished the debt, so he has to go, or he wants to go, and the wife says, oh, he's so unfaithful to me, he left me. For example, like that. So anything in life, it's not too bad to follow that Korean master, you know. He's a monk, a Korean monk. Everything just don't know. Anything explainable or inexplicable, just go straight, don't know, he said like that. Oh, we truly don't know, huh? It's not like we really know anything, do we? No, huh? Even the Buddha nature, he said, don't know. Incomprehensible. Inscrutable.
We thank you for your gentle presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Monday for part 3 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Dhyana Paramita, the Great Practice of Meditation. Please stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. Farewell for now and God bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD